off in Russia. Back we go again, or wherever the hell there's a struggle. It seems to be Zimbabwe right now. Wherever in hell. We can't be dropped in Zimbabwe. We'd have to be dropped in Mozambique, someplace else, because Zimbabwe doesn't have a recognized government except the fascist government that's about to be overthrown, but it's not overthrown. The Zimbabweans are fighting now over on the western coast of Africa. Ethiopia's won their war. Now what? That's the kind of shit you got to think about. You got to think about it till you think about it till you're tired of thinking about it. But you got to think about it if you're a communist. Or you can stay here and just wait for them to come on the hill and fight it out and die right here whenever the hell we come. But it's dangerous. You got to have this thought out. Children put back in the jungle in this haven, and have them put to sleep, and the seniors that aren't able to fight, and hope that none of us get captured and try to do everything. The last stand, fall on your own bayonet or shoot yourself if the war is lost. First round, if they came in here, we'll win. We'll pick up some weapons and we can make an incident. We can make an incident in history. We can make an incident. But the point is, if the fascists take over, will the people coming after us know what the hell's happened? And predominantly those that march in here will be black soldiers. Not knowing what the fuck they're doing because they didn't like you. They didn't stay awake and listen. They didn't do their socialist classes.
All right, Joe, you heard it.
I want to work, I want to do the work I can, I want to die. If I go that food for weeks, if I go on a starvation diet or whatever, I'll go and do it.
I just went through all this. Joe, you're bright. Somebody planted a diet in your head until you come up with diet.
No,
you decide you're going on a starvation diet? That's brave and wonderful. Maybe that's the simplest solution. We don't look for the simple solutions. We look for the right ones. I'm tired, man. I got blood pressure problems, whatever the hell.
I apologize, dude. One thing is...
pressure's going up again high. I don't know how much... I speak the King's English. Did everybody understand those alternatives? Or did you understand them? He's intelligent. He writes intelligent letters. I've repeated it twice. Have I not? Did I make this clear enough? I don't want to repeat it again. I'm tired of hearing my voice.
Come on, Joe.
I'm not scared of that, because what they did in the hospitals in the States, I'm not scared of that.
How are you going now?
I don't care what they do to me.
So look at that, Joe. He said, did you want to go in the jungles?
Solution he gave you.
Now, did you want that one? There's still more.
Starvation diet.
Do you want to go on a hunger strike?
Hunger strike and somebody get no work? He wants to work. He wants to work and go hunger strike and die?
Uh-oh.
Now, I say if you go on a strike, you don't work anymore and you have to produce the land if you not got hope. If you got hope, we always hope, because we've been through darker points of this and come out of it. The damn country was taken over entirely. This time we've got, it's wavering. Now, I'll go with this one last miserable son of a bitch in bastardizing time. We can take an issue here and go on a hunger strike. One of us, that's going to be the first step. Stop work. Non-work pattern. Work stoppage. Strike. Let it be known we're striking. We can withdraw all services, saying that all clinic services are denied, which is, I don't think, wise. My own opinion. But we can't let anybody in. We got no choice. We take the clinic people to them. We take the medicine to them. That's all we can do now. If somebody comes to the gate, we'll have to send some medical people down there. We'll have to have that strategy. So you need a doctor. Let me get the doctor down there this time. Well, yeah, the doctor's out. We can find that. That'll follow that. That'll be the first thing. We're in too heavy a white night. But this goes on. This shit can go on now. I mean, this is shit that can go on. Now, if we go into a sit-down strike, we can go into a food strike. Not eating. Or we can step it up and make a display of one of our people, demonstrated by giving their body to be burned or whatever in the hell necessary in Georgetown or in Washington or whatever hell, making certain demands like we want our doctor, we will have our doctor, we will have our pharmacist, we will have our school. Where is our school at this particular point? We won't know that till 21st, right? Invisible shits. And they got to go in. Oh, Christ, on a goofy ass. We've been promised our school, guaranteed, in fact, but the guarantees of men about as good as the guarantees of the treaty to the Indians, I suppose. But a certain number of our people have to go in and to negotiate with them. I mean, to finish the final arrangements, and they leave, what, Sunday? Sunday night. This is what? Wednesday? Okay. All right, we're in Thursday morning. Then you can make a demand. You can be in that center demand. If you make your demands too strong, any country will find you too hot to heavy, too hot to handle. You can qualify your demands based on what you want to do. If you want to get out of here to go to Cuba, or to Russia, or to Mozambique, so you can get into Zimbabwe and fight, then you have to make your demands not so crazy. If it is demand just in the internal sector of the country, you can make your demands more stringent. I mean, you can make your demonstrations perhaps more heavy. But how much these apathetic people who've inherited socialism rather than fought for it will be able to communicate, it's an unknown quantity. We have won lots through white nights, more when we had the foreign minister, though, than before. He seemed to understand crazy nigger talk. But our Dr. Mingo, who's the Minister of Home Affairs and Immigration, seems to understand a lot of it, too, because every time we get crazy nigger, he also bends. We've not tried it on some of these other cabinet ministers. Now, we can make more demands, I see, if you're trying to just stay here. Then if we don't meet them after some point, I don't see sitting here starving to death. You burn down your buildings, set fire to your fields so nobody can inherit it, and you die. Sending so many people across the border or out on the boat to try to get to the some debarkation point to get back to the States to assist those that will be doing justice to the enemy. And a few other things that might be, that have been laid out already. The plans have already been laid out, and all they need is a code from the radio. The other, you can go out into the jungle. We can carry our radio portable with us, and our bulldozers, our heavy equipment, and carry food, heavy equipment, as long as our fuel lasts, and as long fuel as we can carry. Then, by God, we have to go down to packing food on our backs, medicines on our back. Simpsons have such trouble staying awake, he perhaps ought to just rest someplace. we can do that, huh? It's okay, okay. Meet the tribe, meet some tribes out there, and try to elude them, and just show to the fascist enemy that, well, they are brave people. They tried like hell to elude the enemy. Now that's some alternatives, and somebody may think of something else. I've got goddamn blood pressure affecting me and several nights of no sleep. Those are some reasonable alternatives. Now, if you come up with something better, that's fine. I'm open to that. What the fuck about Parliament now? Okay, now go on. Now you got four alternatives. Now start again, Reb. Will you monitor here?
I would want to choose first food now because I wouldn't want to eat. I wouldn't eat no food. And, whatever work I'd be doing, I'd do that, though, because I wouldn't eat that. I wouldn't mind no food.
What would you decide if the whole community would do, Joe? What decision would you make if you
wanted
the whole community?
Now, as a whole community, I would think, Don't eat.
Did you understand the plan that Dad just spoke to you? These people, and then come back to Joe, okay? Make it very brief, very brief.
Okay. Right to the well, what I decided to do, like for the white night, I would just assume not to eat or go out into the jungle, because I would just assume to die here as I would back in the state.
So what you say you want to do now?
Well, I could do without food or go out in the jungle
which
and
one
fight.
You got two there. Now which one?
I would rather not eat any food at all.
No, but the thing is, we're not talking about
not eating food. We're talking about how do you plan on dying? All right? Dying.
I just assume go out in the jungle.
Joe, you make your decision. The Soviet Union said, think it over before we meet with Dr. Jagan. It could cause us troubles with the government. So it seems like the Soviet local embassy doesn't understand that principle, doesn't think about what kind of trouble you got, but what principles require. They seem to like us. Maybe they see something coming. Who knows? The natural are not going to trust us, but I don't want to take my surface reaction on that. They seem to like us, and the natural are thinking about us when they're telling us not to meet with Dr. Jagan. But if it's out of concern for what might happen to us, it seems to me that all communists should be thinking about what is, if the principal thing to do, unless they know of something coming up, which is the unknown. They do know that we met with Jagan because they told the exact hour we met with him in the morning.
He also told us the CIA was at our program.
The CIA was at our program?
That's what
the CIA was at our program. The Soviets informed us.
I'm going to transcribe the tape because Marie and I may have gotten different things. He said that they thought we were too direct.
Asked him that. Said our speech was too direct. CIA might harm us. And does a shit. Remember that. CIA might harm us. Who was a shit? Goddamn this messiah we didn't see.
They can't answer nothing
towards Hezbollah. It's all down its way to Moscow.
They said about it's that it did not give enough detail, such as the numbers of people, our financial status, the purpose that we want to go, what do we want to do. And he said to anticipate 100 questions and try to answer the questions along the way.
Well, get the fucking questions to us if we want to know what questions we need to answer to go. We can give them some millions of dollars, and she can give you some idea of that carefully. I want that to go. I want to be sure that goes to say we got no security when we're talking about this kind of shit. It's into the millions. We all want to do that, and how many questions they want answered. So we can get this cleared up, so we have this option of leaving the Soviet Union. What do we want to do? Fuck, be free. I don't give a shit. I clean shit in a pig pen, or they can put me in jail in Soviet Union if there's any question at all that I'm wanting to build a movement outside of the Soviet Union. I don't give a goddamn anything to give my people some freedom. They got the bibliography. They got the chronology. Oh, it's already written that. That's sent in. Reviewed that and gone. It's on to Moscow. It's just shits, man. This is just shits. These people got to realize that time's of the essence. Okay, what is it now, Joe? What Joe decides? Is he working? Going to die? What's he going to do? What's that?
Go back to Joe. We'll go through the rest of the line and go back to Joe.
I'm going to go back to Joe after he thinks about it. Go ahead.
I don't understand.
I didn't catch it.
What you talking about? What is it?
It's artificial. Will you shut up and talk louder, please?
I say I don't understand much about what they're talking about.
You don't.
Whatever it is, I'm willing to help anything, do anything to help.
Tell that flat ass out like that. Because we know when an army going to come in tomorrow. Shit, they know an army going to come in tomorrow.
I didn't know she couldn't hear.
I know he didn't know that. So that's why I wanted her to know that you didn't know, so she doesn't repeat the error. And some of the rest of you didn't talk. There's some of the names here. Any names you want to talk so we can talk here quickly. Get them to talk. Anybody in this audience, you see it's quiet. Because the last group that came in, some of them were not asked the specific solutions. They die, yes. But now we're down to the only other time it's been this bad was in September.
I'm for staying here.
Shh, quiet.
I'm for staying here and not talk a little louder. I'm for staying here and not running through the jungle. If somebody wants to come here and fuck what I'm laying, I'm for staying here and dying.
Okay. Hold. What's this you gonna say?
And fight whatever I can do. I'm willing. I stay here. I won't go away. I stay here and do whatever I can.
Okay, darling.
Yeah. Tonight.
Tell her, set her by the speaker. Tell her, always see. Will you tell her? Julius said, Charlotte, give yourself always by the speaker and ask Usher to get her by the speaker because she can't hear and she ought to always be right by the speaker. Go ahead. You're still around.
Tonight, myself, I feel like dying for the cause because I believe in it. And if anybody came to invade us, I'd be willing to fight and die. But on the other hand, I do think that some people should take a paved way to jungles, so that the only true form of socialism can continue to exist if possible. And if something interferes with that, then I feel that we should all be willing to die.
Well, the thing is,
what'd you say again now? I missed it. Because I'm sitting on top of blah, blah, blah. That's what's coming over our heads here.
Okay, I was saying that tonight I feel like dying. I don't mind dying for the cause because I believe in it. And I do feel that there's a need for some people to pave the way through the jungles for refuge or whatever, so that the only true form of socialism can continue to exist. And if something happened or interfered, you know, along the way, if the enemy came through the jungle, everyone should be willing to die. Fight.
Whatever we're going to do, we're going to
you can't leave nobody back.
Ain't nobody gonna be here. Going to be here. We all going to jungle. We all going
to stay. You know why he says that? You know why he says that, don't you? You know why he says we all have to? No, no, let her talk about it. You know why he says that? He hadn't been on PC, and you have.
I would imagine
that, please talk out. Please don't make me any of you have to tell you this. We can't hear, please. What is it, sweetheart?
I don't really know, dear.
What?
You don't know why we'd all have to go together?
Well, it would be a possibility if we didn't all go together. I would imagine that some of the people that would stay back or some that would go, they wouldn't be strong enough to carry on, whatever.
You guys ought to be cynical and listen to your dad's mind. That's why I put guards and everybody walks all around. They're liable to commit treason. Treason. If not, somebody catch them and put them through chemicals and get them to lie on us. If we're going to die, we better all die together. If we're going to live, we better all live together. Because if we out there and did die, the son of a bitches that stayed here could be twisted and torn and put under pressure, tortured. Or some people wouldn't have torture. All you have to do just lift your fist up. And they'd lie, and our historical demonstration would be damaged. What we were going to do, our demonstration would be damaged, would it not? Go ahead.
Well, under those circumstances, like I said before, I don't mind dying, and I do like the idea of some being dedicated to take care of some of the enemies.
Yes, that's good. Mark her name down. I think you could take care of the enemies. What did you do after you took care of the enemies?
Commit revolutionary suicide so they wouldn't be able to torture me.
Put her name down.
Go ahead. Well, since we found a freedom land, well, I came here to work and die for it. But I would suggest that we see that we're going to, that we can't win the battle, that we'd make our way through the jungle somewhere. If we all be together, that we would stand a chance of escaping and building someplace else. Then I say we die. Well, I just
well, as long as we got somebody,
I would rather die.
Hold it. When I'm talking, please. We have, as I said, money to get us several months. They may block off our checks. We got money. We got cash. We got gold. We got some stuff we could sell. Money is universal language. It's universal wherever you're at. Particularly the dollar still is. Because being upheld by reactionary oil. What's the matter back there? What's the condition there, please?
You turn around this way, please. Turn your head.
What's that? Okay. You'd like to chance it to the jungle then?
Yes, I would, Dave.
That means we'd have to... We might have to make bargains with tribes. We might have to war with tribes. We might have to try to get what they have. After a while, we can buy. We can buy through much of the area, but after a while, it comes to fighting our way to get what we want. There won't be no aspirin tablets for pain after a while. Most of them. Well, we don't have. Are we taking a lot of Valium around here? I hope not. Okay, but my brother. Anybody? But ask Reb. You're always good about it in questioning, interrogating. You people interrogate. Go ahead. Yes, comrade.
I would vote to stay here and fight. Die that way.
What are the other options? What about the other options that bother you?
Well, they just prolong it. I
missed it. I'm not objecting to it. I just want to know your thinking. What about the other objections? Like Soviet Union and Mozambique or whatever. Well, any other suggestions? What's your objection to them?
I don't really have any objection. This is just the way
I feel. Please talk louder, would you please? See, we hear nothing but that malarkey.
I have a little sore throat and I'm kind of hoarse and I can't talk very loud. I don't really have any objections to the other thing. This is the way I voted, just the way I feel.
How do you feel about the children? How you figure we take care of the children if we're going to stay here and fight?
You got one, you'd know.
I certainly don't want. I don't want my daughter to fall in the hands of the fascists. And
if necessary, what would you do then?
As much as I wouldn't like it, there's only one way to go. I she would have to be put to sleep.
Okay. He said, "Put her to sleep." Good. Your father's very humane. I've thought through those things. I certainly have a very humane pattern to do so. But if worse came to worse, we'd have to consider that no means, if a child was somewhat away from the procedure, no means a child must be allowed to be tortured and put through the hell of what that is, because our government took a young baby, Oblika's baby, 6-year-old girl, beat her half to death, and made her put the wire on his gonads, his penis and balls, and cut them off, and he laid there for 3 days suffering and dying. No child should be made to go through that and then have to live with that scar. None. Quit worrying about that lady. I'll take care of that lady. Will you please?
I choose to stay here and make a stand and fight and die if necessary.
What about the other plans? Why are you just choosing?
I have no objections to the others. I just I think that would be the best thing, because we built this place and we should try to keep it.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I said that I have no objections to the other plans. We built this place up, and I think we should try and keep it. If it's necessary, I'm willing to put them to sleep.
It will be necessary
when
we get to that.
Yeah. Right.
If we lost, it would be.
All right.
I would be willing to die. And I think we should stay here and fight. And die if need be. No, I'm not saying it just because I heard, we should pave a way in the jungle, you know. But I think we should stay here and fight. You know, like if they come for us if they come for us and some people can't go, you know, we still just might have to die anyway.
What about suicide?
Well, suicide, whatever. But
no, not whatever. Not suicide. Suicide's an immoral act. He didn't, I wanted to clarify. So suicide is immoral. It's a way to get you back, coming right back through the thing. Only revolutionary suicide is justified when you consider that this is a, there's no way to make any moral sense out of further fighting, because it'd be maybe black people having to kill black people they'd use to come after us, and we would lose our moral impact and thus make a witness like other communists have made, and the great leader of the revolution here made, first revolt of the slaves 50 years before USA, or minimum 100 years before that here, do like Cuffy did, commit suicide. That's a revolutionary act, rather than be taken prisoner or go back into slavery.
Well, I think we should take a stand here.
He asked you about revolution. Tim asked you about revolutionary suicide.
I don't think we. I don't.
Give it some thought before you answer.
Well, if we had, you mean just kill ourselves?
Kill ourselves, yes, kill ourselves.
Yeah, I mean,
all die. Tribes done it in Africa rather than be taking slaves. Indians have done it rather than be slaves anymore. They just don't have enough of it. They just wiped their whole tribes out. The tribes that did it in further on down in South America, rather than they kill every baby that comes in because they do not have any medical means. They don't have any medical means of doing so. They kill all babies that come in, so that they will die out by natural process. Shh. Please try to stay awake. Please, 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 please. It's bound to happen in all the white nights we've had.
You choose the other plan, this plan. What about the other plan that you don't know? Maybe you see something that we don't see. We'd like to have you say why you choose this one. Yeah. What about the other one you don't like? Going through the jungle. What about that
when
you don't like it?
I'd go through the jungle if we had to go through the jungle, and I'd fight
if I had.